USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate has approved the House passed bill that provides $8.3 billion in funding for the coronavirus response. The bill now will head to President Trump's desk for a signature, which could take place as early as Friday. Health officials in Washington state say people should consider postponing group travel events or heading on vacations or spring break. Surgeon General Jerome Adams was asked if this is a good plan on Fox News.
Well, I don't know that we're quite there yet, but I think that every institution, every state needs to be thinking about this. I just got off the phone with the governor of Ohio. We talked with the governor of Connecticut earlier this week, and the vice president and I were in Florida talking to the governor there last week.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, Senator Elizabeth Warren is dropping out of the presidential race. She did not endorse anyone as of yet. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
After condemnations from President Trump and the Supreme Court's Chief Justice, the Senate minority issues an apology, sort of, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, said this on Wednesday morning at an abortion rights rally outside the U.S. Supreme Court, directing his remarks to Trump-appointed Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
Schumer saying on the Senate floor on Thursday morning he shouldn't have used the words that he did.
Of course I didn't intend to suggest anything other than political and public opinion consequences for the Supreme Court.
Fewer Americans are filing for unemployment claims. According to the Labor Department, 216,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASCAR continues their West Coast swing at the Phoenix Raceway with the Fan Shield 500 taking place Sunday. Joey Logano is driver of the number 22 Pennzoil Ford. He also has the Joey Logano Foundation, which is a way that he gives back to kids. And one of the things Joey does that's unique is if you're ever out at the track, he runs what's called the JL Kids Crew. I had a chance to catch up with Logano and ask him about the Kids Crew program and how it got started.
We started the JL Kids Crew, and that's all because of a little boy named Jake Leatherman that passed away about 4 or 5 years ago now. And he was a huge race fan, and unfortunately none of us got to meet him before he passed away. And we all went to his funeral dressed up in our racing suits and, you know, as drivers and pit crew members. And I left there obviously sad, but really mad that we didn't take the opportunity to meet him when he was still with us. And because of that, in his honor, we started the JL Kids Crew, where we take kids like Jake that are going through life-threatening conditions and giving them an experience that's past the VIP experience. We make them part of the team. We give them a race suit. We give them a little task on the car that they can do, whether it's setting air pressures or whatever they're capable of doing.
President Trump set to take part in a Fox News Channel town hall from Scranton, Pennsylvania later today. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.